This is gonna be fun. This is all right. Here we go. The top 10 musical acts of the 2000s, a decade of unforgettable sounds, celebrating the artists that shaped the soundtrack of a generation. Let's go! Yeah. The Darkness didn't make the list, unfortunately. They should have, but they didn't. I guess we'll call them the honorable mention. Anyway, the 2000s marked a vibrant and diverse era in the music industry, with artists pushing boundaries, exploring new genres, and captivating audiences worldwide. Let's take a look at the top 10 musical acts of the 2000s, recognizing the individuals and groups that left an indelible mark on the decade's sonic landscape and continue to influence the industry to this day. Before we begin, I hope you all take a look at the subscribe button and tell me, hey, I'm going to subscribe to this channel. I hope you all think I'm pretty. I hope you all give me compliments. And please, for the love of God, just subscribe. Anyway, let's begin. So number one, so I know WatchMojo and all those other stupid channels do it from number 10 to number 9, so I'm debating whether I want to do it from 10 to 9. Screw it. So we're going, it's not 10 to 9, 10 to 1. So we're going 10 to 1. All right, at number 10, the White Stripes. The White Stripes revolutionized rock music in the 2000s with their raw energy and minimalist approach. With their album Elephant and the chart-topping single Seven Nation Army. Honestly, there's a lot of other things about the White Stripes. They deserve to be noted in the 2000s because they did have a lot of incredible songs and albums that they came out with. And Jack White's pretty much a beast. I will give him props. He is an incredible guitarist and incredible singer. He's a pretty decent singer. He's got interesting little rock tones to him. Anyway, number 9, Outkast. Outkast's fusion of hip-hop, funk, and southern rap captivated audiences in the 2000s with their groundbreaking album, Speaker Box, and boxes with three X's, The Love Below. They pushed genre boundaries, delivering hits like Hey Yeah, Hey Yeah, and Miss Jackson. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Anyway, that showcased their innovative approach and musical versatility. At number 8, Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys brought soulful R&B to new heights in the 2000s. With powerful voice, masterful piano skills, and heartfelt compositions like Fallen and No One, she emerged as a true musical talent and a voice for empowerment and authenticity. I love Alicia Keys, man. She's one of the best. At number 7, U2. Oh, crap. I forgot about this. U2 made the list. And Brittany, if you're watching this, you're going to tune this out, please. For your own good. All right, U2. U2's influence and staying power were evident throughout the 2000s. With their album All You Can't Leave Behind, they delivered anthems like Beautiful Day and Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of. I think that's the title of the song. Continuing their legacy as one of the rock's most enduring and societal and socially conscious acts. They're pretty woke. YouTube is pretty woke and pretty awesome. So thank you, YouTube. You're like my Bud Light. Thank you. Ooh. At number 6, Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake transitioned from his boy band days to become a solo superstar in the 2000s with his smooth vocals, impeccable dance moves, and chart-topping hits like Cry Me a River and Sexy Back. Oh. He established himself as a versatile artist and pop culture icon. I almost said sensation. He was a sensation too. Whew. All right, before we continue, I just want to say quickly, if you like my content, or if you don't like it and you just want to pity me, hit the subscribe button. one way or another, I need your subscription, and I need it now. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue on. At number five, Radiohead. Radiohead continued to push the boundaries of alternative rock in the 2000s with their album Kid A. They embraced experimental sounds and electronic elements, delivering a groundbreaking sonic experience that showcased their innovation and artistic evolution. Number four, Jay-Z. Jay-Z's business acumen and lyrical prowess made him a force to be reckoned with in the 2000s. As a rapper, entrepreneur, and record executive, he released critically acclaimed albums like The Blueprint and The Black Album, showcasing his versatility and shaping the future of hip-hop. At number three, one of my favorite bands, oh my god, Coldplay. Coldplay's melodic and introspective sound became synonymous with the 2000s. With albums like Parachutes and A Rush of Blood to the Head, the band crafted emotionally charged albums like Yellow, God, I love that song, and Clocks, it's a solid sound, solidifying their place as one of the decade's most influential rock acts. Number two, Beyoncé. All the single ladies, all the single... Okay. Beyoncé's solo career took flight in the 2000s, solidifying her status as a global icon. With her powerful vocals, electrifying performances, and empowering anthems such as Crazy in Love and Single Ladies put a ring on it, she captivated audiences and became a symbol of female empowerment. All right, before we jump into number one, I'm going to do what Watch Mojo does all the effing time. I'm going to talk about all these honorable mentions. The Darkness. Mainly The Darkness. Everybody else can suck off. Anyway, let's continue. At number one, Eminem. Woo! Eminem's raw talent and unfiltered lyrics propelled him to the forefront of the music scene in the 2000s. With his groundbreaking albums, the Marshall Mathers LP and the Eminem Show, he challenged societal norms, spoke candidly about personal struggles, and showcased his mastery of wordplay and storytelling. Overall, I think, look, and I know there's going to be a lot of people who disagree with this list, and I'm expecting it wholeheartedly. If you disagree with this, send a message to I was going to say I have a, I don't even have a, what the hell are they called? Assistance. Yeah. Send it to my fake assistant, which is Google Assistant, and it doesn't do anything. Yeah. Oh, anyway. But, as far as it goes, I hope you all appreciate this musical list, and if you don't appreciate it, let me know too. I recommend always, first off, subscribe. It's first and foremost. And if you want to hate comment, go comment on my channel. It's fine. Comment on this video. Say good things, bad things. I like dissenting opinions. I'm all about that. Homie, don't play like that. Homie, do play like that. I do play like that. Anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to view this video. Like I said, smash the like. Jarvis, can you please smash the like button, please? No, don't smash the like button. Smash the subscribe button. It's okay. We don't need a like button smash. We just need, we need more petty subscriptions, and that's about it. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time. As always, I love you, and you're the best, and you make me feel so special inside, and OMG. I'm a lost cause. Anyway, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to comment.